Good afternoon. My name is Sarah Gill, and I'm here presenting for Lee Thielen, who's actually moderating a session that was planned at the same time. So what I'd like to do is provide some examples of quality improvement training for the public health workforce that have resulted from the Multi-State Learning Collaborative. And before I get into describing the Multi-State Learning Collaborative, I'll also refer to it as the MLC. I'd like to provide a context for the national landscape that the MLC is working to be involved with. In 2003, the IOM report, Future of the Public's Health, there was a recommendation for a committee to explore the feasibility and desirability for a national accreditation program for state and local public health departments. And the next 2 years following 2003, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Centers for Disease Control further explored the possibilities for establishing such a steering committee, and in 2005, the Exploring Accreditation Project was funded by both CDC and RWJ in collaboration with the two organizations that manage the program, ASTO and NACHO, with planning support from APHA and NALBO. And really what they did is they convened a large number of public health stakeholders across the country to look at whether or not a national accreditation program was feasible and desirable. They pulled together work groups that were comprised of public health stakeholders and looked at research and evaluation needs for such a program. They looked at standards needs for such a program and also the costs and incentives that would accompany a national accreditation program. In 2006, the Exploring Accreditation Project put forth recommendations for a national program. They did find, the steering committee found, that it was desirable and feasible to plan for a national accreditation program. And this summer, the established organization, the Public Health Accreditation Board, has come to be and is working towards putting together the national program. One of the findings of the Exploring Accreditation process was that quality improvement has an integral role in a national accreditation program and in any accreditation process. Accreditation encourages quality improvement, and quality improvement helps prepare for accreditation and helps entities excel in their performance after accreditation. So I'd like to also share the Multi-State Learning Collaborative as a project that the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation supported at the same time that the Exploring Accreditation Project was being launched. And the project, in its first year, convened five states that really came together. They had been working on their own accreditation programs for local health departments. And in that first year where they were working together, we asked them to focus on their own assessment programs. We asked them to look at what they were doing in terms of accreditation and assessment, to share their efforts and experiences with their programs with the Exploring Accreditation Project. And they shared best practices with one another and enhanced the work that they were doing. In the second year, we've added five additional states to the Multi-State Learning Collaborative, and the focus has been really expanding upon one of those findings that the Exploring Accreditation Project and the MLC found in the first year, which was that quality improvement really needs to be an integral component to any accreditation process. One of the key activities that the states participating in the Multi-State Learning Collaborative in the second year has been training the workforce around quality improvement. And this is a map that shows the states that participated in the first and second years of the collaborative. In the first year, Michigan, Missouri, Illinois, North Carolina, and Washington were states that participated. In the second year, we've added on Florida, Ohio, New Hampshire, Kansas, and Minnesota. So before I get into a couple of the more specific examples, I'd like to share kind of an overall some of the workforce development activities that the states have been working on in this past year. When we did the call for proposals for states to participate in the learning collaborative, we were asking them to incorporate quality improvement into their systematic accreditation or assessment process. And we were really impressed to find that in their application, as they described how they were going to incorporate quality improvement, they really explained and expressed a desired need to be able to provide quality improvement training to the workforce. And they've done that in a number of ways. They've done that through statewide and regional trainings. They've done that through creating an electronic course that's an orientation to their public health standards. Several of the states have put together systems for documenting and sharing exemplary or best practices. Many of them, in fact, I think all of them, use websites either associated with their state department of health or their accreditation administrator in their state, where they pull together not only best practices but tools and resources for accreditation and also quality improvement resources. Some of the states have created toolkits. They've used teleconferences for training opportunities. They've used site-specific consultations. In Washington, in both years of the project, they've called together a learning congress where all the locals and the state health department participants that have been working on their standards program have come together at the end of the year to share progress that they've made towards some of the work that they've been doing in quality improvement. And finally, in Michigan, one of the outcomes of the project that they're working on, I don't think it's on this slide that you all can see, is a collaborative learning module, which will be an online tool for Michigan and also other states that are working on accreditation and quality improvement that will include quality improvement tools, processes, resources, and also guidance. What I'd like to share in more detail are two examples of two of the states that have been participating in the Learning Collaborative and also two emerging best practices that we've identified in the work that they're doing. Those best practices are training and technical assistance that's applied to a specific project as public health workers are going through implementing the project, and then the use of peer networks and gaining an understanding and an application for quality improvement. And the two states that I'd like to focus on are Michigan and Florida. Michigan has had a long history of accreditation, and their accreditation process is really a contract compliance process. They've been focusing in recent years on moving from a quality assurance process more to having a focus on continuous quality improvement within their accreditation program. Florida, on the other hand, has had a very long history of quality improvement, and with the movement towards a national voluntary accreditation program, they are wanting to kind of build upon the capacity in Florida to prepare for this national accreditation program, so to improve their quality improvement skills in anticipation for national accreditation. In Michigan, the Department of Community Health has provided four small grants to local health departments to improve upon an identified area related to organizational capacity. Each of the four health departments chose an organizational capacity target that they're focusing on. They've identified indicators for success, and they've applied quality improvement techniques and approaches to improve that target capacity. It's interesting that all four of the health departments that are participating in these pilot projects have used the Plan, Do, Check Act, or the PDCA cycle of quality improvement. However, their ACT phase has been, they've used different techniques in the ACT phase of their process. Each of the four health departments have received training support from the Michigan Department of Community Health and also from the Michigan Public Health Institute. And it's worth noting that prior to starting these pilot projects at the four local health departments, the Michigan Department of Community Health and the Michigan Public Health Institute called on a couple of national experts to provide quality improvement training, both to the staff at MDCH, to the staff at NPHI, and to the four local health departments participating. And the two experts that provided QI training are Stacy Baker from the Public Health Foundation and Marnie Mason with MCPP Healthcare Consulting in Washington State. One of the things that we found that was really noted by the folks participating in this Michigan project is that the funding that they received to do these pilot projects, each of the four local health departments received funding to support their work. They've commented that that was helpful, but what really helped them in getting an understanding of the work that they were going to do, the quality improvement work that was addressing the organizational capacity target, what they really needed was the technical assistance, training on the forefront, and the ongoing support as they were going through the Plan, Do, Check, Act process. So some of the advantages that they have pointed out in the work that they've done is that the ability to work in teams has been really beneficial. The common knowledge to practice with examples that folks have brought to the table has really advanced and helped with their learning and understanding of quality improvement and understanding of addressing the capacity targets and issues that they were working on. by applying the quality improvement techniques to real-life examples and real-life issues within their local health department, it became really easy to see how they might be able to apply those techniques in other areas. They really stressed the importance of how peer networks have helped them with building their own understanding and their own experience, and have expressed that their own understanding has grown as they've seen others in their group learn how to use and implement these tools. Florida has, as I mentioned before, has a long history of quality improvement and has used peer reviewers as part of that quality improvement process at the local level since 2000. As part of their work in the Multi-State Learning Collaborative, Florida has taken their model of working with peer reviewers to a new level in terms of they've really enhanced the capacity of their peer reviewers to become peer advisors. So what they did in terms of advancing the work of the peer reviewers, they provided quality improvement training for the peer advisors, and they've in a sense created a network of quality improvement experts in the state of Florida that can address issues that are identified at the local level in terms of improving public health practice at the local level. The peer advisors now conduct site visits to local health departments, and they assist with actual problems in a hands-on manner. What happens is when a local health department requests a technical assistance support, a peer advisor will be matched with them to provide support based on the skills of the advisor and the need of the local health department. And some of the top areas of need and support that were requested were around strategic planning, process mapping, customer satisfaction, addressing specific program needs, addressing clinic operations, process management, and learning management. Just to wrap up, some of the take-home messages that we've found with the states that we've been working with, and particularly with Michigan and Florida, is that it's really important when providing training around quality improvement, it's important to consider alternatives to large group trainings. While there's been a real need to provide state and regional trainings to improve the knowledge and skill level of quality improvement, we've really seen the states excel when they've been able to use these quality improvement skills in a hands-on way, addressing projects that are in need of addressing and projects that are addressing the quality improvement skills as the project's being implemented. We also have learned that it's really important to work with peers as experts so that there can be fostered learning not only with the sharing that the peer does in terms of the example in Florida where they use the peer advisors to provide technical assistance, those peers then go home and share what they've learned in the advising that they've done with their own health department. We've also found just a real benefit from the peer-to-peer learning aspect where the individuals have worked together to address issues of need. So I just want to share, if you'd like more information about the Multi-State Learning Collaborative, about the training that's being done across the states, you're welcome to contact our website on the screen. It's nnphi.org/mlc. Liz Thogley is our program coordinator who can provide more information. And in closing, I just want to acknowledge the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, who has funded the Multi-State Learning Collaborative, and really acknowledge the work of the states. I think they've really been doing some groundbreaking work in getting quality improvement training to the public health workforce.